Alola.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome to the, what is it, 17th?
Sure.
We're getting there. 17th episode of Alola Vacation, or at least episode 17 of the
Sun and Moon anime.
Yeah. I'm your host, SBJ. Irene with me.
Hi.
This episode we are talking about today is called Crystal Clear Soothing.
Sleuthing.
Sleuth it up.
It's interesting because this is probably a trivia thing, but I was about to read the blurb and I'm looking at it, and this episode through the 21st episode is part of a 3-hour long special. Yeah, I don't know. I thought that was interesting. It was just, I was about to read it and I noticed that at the beginning of the summary.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think it's in the trivia.
Oh, well, it's at the beginning. It's in the first paragraph about this episode.
Well, this is the 956th episode of the Pokemon anime.
Yes.
We've tackled 17 of them so far. Well, 16. This will be the 17th. So we got about 940 some to go.
Hmm.
But yeah, this is a filler episode.
Yeah, I got my thoughts about it though.
Yeah, there's some like highlights, but it's still a filler.
Yeah.
So I feel like we should start making like a guide of like, this is what you can skip.
I'm sure that there already is.
You think the Pokemon community is that hardcore?
Yeah.
That there's like a filler guide.
There's literally a website called like anime filler episodes or filler free. I don't know, something like that.
They sponsor the show?
Sure.
Okay. Why don't you read the blurb?
Okay. Professor Kikui and Rotom Dex are big fans of the TV show Alolan Detective Lackey. I don't even remember how they said his name because That wasn't relevant. And Rotom even has a blonde wig so it can pretend to be the star. When Ash's Electrum Z goes missing, Rotom excitedly takes the case. Through video replay, Rotom tracks the Z Crystal's last known whereabouts to the schoolyard where Ash and Kiawe were training. Rotom suspects Kiawe ended up with the crystal, but Lily has another explanation. The video shows Ash putting it in his pocket. Ash remembers that he put the crystal on his nightstand before going to bed, and Pikachu triumphantly finds the missing Electrum Z caught in Rotom's wig. See, what I think about the blurb is that it just ruins the whole episode.
I mean, I would assume if they're listening to our show, they know.
I know, but like, I have a lot of feelings about this episode.
Okay. It opened with the Alolan Detective Lackey,
yes,
which has, I don't know what to like.
It was a
like
detective.
Sherlock.
It was a murder mystery type show, except no murder because this is Pokemon, I guess.
I can't even think of any other detective shows besides Sherlock.
I mean, the thing that I was thinking about with the way, I forget what the actual term for it is, but it's like, there's a term for something where it starts and resolves in one episode, which is actually like most episodic things, I'm pretty sure.
Like Scooby-Doo?
Yeah. So it like reminded me of a Criminal Minds episode.
Oh.
So, but that was towards the end and I was like, oh man. And then I started thinking about Criminal Minds and then I got off topic, but still, I enjoyed it.
I mean, the entire time I watched it, it reminded me of Detective Pikachu.
Oh, well, I never played that game.
But, like, I'm sure at one point the writers were like, what do you want to make an episode about? And they're like, well, Detective Pikachu came out. This would be a cute little... Not that I'm sure they're, like, related in any way, but I'm sure that was a thing of, like, what should this episode be about? And somebody was probably like, what if we do a detective thing? Because I'm pretty sure Detective Pikachu came out several years before this episode debuted.
Really?
Yeah, it was
at least in Japan.
In Japan, yeah.
Okay, I see.
It took like 2 to 3 years for it to come to the States.
Okay. Man,
But I've been listening to like a lot of other like TV show podcasts, and it's always interesting to be like, oh, the writer on this episode is different than the writer on this episode, and like this writer always likes to do plot points with these characters, and this writer likes to use all of these characters, so it's like now interesting rewatching those episodes and being like, oh yeah, I guess like so and so is not in this episode.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming like there, I don't know if the Pokemon, a lot of writers or if it's just like a standard team. I'm sure they do. I'm sure that's like, oh, this is a Joe episode and this is a Bob episode.
I mean, they probably have a team of writers and then just guest writers as well. But like there's probably same with directors too. They tend to focus more on a few characters that they like. So they probably all gravitate towards each other and they're just like, oh, this is an episode about Rotom Dex, I guess. So we're gonna do this. So I don't know.
Rotom Dex still not high on my list of favorite characters, I'll say that.
Yeah.
The cool thing though, like about the Alolan Detective Show is like there's a little Sable Eye doll, and then there was like it's just cool to see like characters watch a show about characters that are also have like Pokemon.
Yeah.
It's like a real weird fourth, fifth, seventh wall breaking.
Not really though, because it's like when you watch a show like a regular like sitcom, it's going to have the same elements that you would see in real life.
Yeah,
and in
yeah.
Pokemon, like those are elements that are in real life. So it's not special or different or anything.
Yeah, but you never see like
I mean, from our perspective.
Yeah, you never see an anime like showing
Ash
that. Yeah.
And you're watching TV, I'm sure that that's not rare that there are Pokemon references on television.
I can't even remember the last time Ash watched a TV show, though. I mean, I remember him like watching TV episodes of battles, but he like fell asleep during this, which I think is like the...
This whole episode was a mood. I think in my notes, I have written this like 7 times because I was just like, wow, this is my aesthetic. Whenever trying to show someone something, it's the worst when you're super excited and then they're completely disinterested or they're just like, yeah, I'll pay attention. And then they fall asleep or they zone out or they start texting or they're just like, oh, whatever. And it's like,
yeah,
no, it's the worst.
Well, the professor and Rotom were very excited.
They were squeeing.
And Ash, I think by now, like, Ash definitely would be not falling asleep if there was, like, a battle on the screen.
Probably.
He'd be super into that.
Probably.
The whole point of this episode, though, is the TV show sets up this detective thing. Ash loses his Z crystal. And then Rotom wants to be the detective to solve it. So, like, right off the bat, I was like, well, this is definitely filler.
Yeah, but, yeah.
What notes do you have here? I know you have a bunch.
I already mentioned some of these.
The problem in the episode, though, I guess the conflict here is Ash lost the Z crystal.
Yes.
And obviously retracing his steps, but to put pressure on this being a 22-minute episode is Keawe, of all people, would be very upset to find out that Ash lost such an important
Keawe
item. And I guess all the other kids realize that as well. Like, they all kind of like, oh, you better not let him know.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's ever stated that he's older, but he's at
least... I think he's slightly older.
He's at least treated that way.
Yeah, I think he's slightly older. My guess would be I would put... Well, it sucks. I mean, not sucks, but like Ash's age is static. So it's kind of just like... It's hard to put anyone younger than Ash because I feel like Ash is probably the youngest one out of that whole group, except for Sophocles. But that's also weird because then it's like you think about how this is like a prequel to like the games that we play.
Yeah.
So then it's just like, and then I start thinking about Ash older, but then it's like Ash doesn't age.
It's like the weird thing with The Simpsons, too.
Yeah.
Of like Bart and Lisa being in very adult situations or like even like there's an episode where Lisa goes to college and everyone just thinks she's a college student. And it's like, she's 8 years old, but like all these people just like are like, oh, you're so smart. You're in college. And, but it's like, fine. Like, it's so weird with, like, animated stuff to not really think about their ages, but they have...
I feel like that can get fuzzy real quick.
Yeah. Obviously, Kaway is treated older and probably is older, but, like, they're absolutely in the same class.
Yeah.
Which is very weird.
Maybe it's one of those things where they have three classes in one classroom. Like, didn't they do that in, like, the early 20th century for schools? They would have, like, several grades in one classroom with one teacher, and they would all just be there because they couldn't leave. I don't know. I think that could be a thing. Maybe.
On the Bulbapedia page, Kaway does not have an age listed. Ash is listed as 10, which we know, of course, but I don't think they ever came out and said what his age is.
Yeah. This did remind me of the other day when you were trying to say Kawaii, but you said Kiawe.
Oh, did I?
And I thought it was hilarious. I was like, aww. So that's my brief story about you and Kawaii.
We see some returning characters in this episode. We see Komala. We see Samson, Oak. Rockruff gets some more screen time. Rockruff now being owned by Ash. But other than this, it's a very, like, Rotom-esque episode, and I don't have a terrible amount to say. Oh, there is! We saw Alolan Diglett, I think, for maybe the first or second time ever. But the cool thing was, like, they did reference the Pokemon Pancake Race at one point, which I thought was, like, a cool little throwback. I like when episodic TV shows reference things.
Yeah, in previous episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. All my notes for this are just, like, cute things that I observed and thought about while I was watching this, obviously. But there was just, like, an animation moment that reminded me of how much I like it. So when Kiawe found out that Ash lost the Electrium Z, which I thought was funny because everybody was trying to keep it hush-hush. And then Ash is just like, oh my gosh, did you find my Electrium Z?
Yeah.
And everyone was just like facepalm. And then Kiawe had the thing where it's like the ominous clouds and the flames. And it's like, oh, I can't believe you did this.
Dragon Ball Z-ish.
I mean, not even that. Not that part anyway. But like just that reaction generally, how it's animated and portrayed, I really think is hilarious. So I like that a lot. Yeah. One of my notes is Rotom Dex is still annoying. Oh, there was a part that I think Rotom Dex was talking to a woman when they were in that building.
Oh, and the news reporter thing? It was a dude. He had a Gastly shirt on. That's all that mattered.
Okay. Well, they were talking to that
person.
It was
a cute shirt.
Okay, that person. And So there was a security guard when they first got there.
Yes.
And I also love when they do this, when it's like, oh, I'm threatening and I'm angry, but actually you're just cute. So yay. So that was the thing that happened with Pikachu.
Yeah.
And I thought that was adorable.
Because Pikachu is rare.
Yes.
In Alola.
Yes. But later when Rotom was talking to the person, they were like, oh, you like this too? Oh my gosh, let's be friends. And I was just like, this is my entire life.
The one thing I missed was that the Lockie, the detective, his like partner Pokemon was Smeargle, and I thought that was really cute.
Yeah,
that was it. Also, Smeargle was just the Pokemon of the episode, just because they didn't have any other.
That was it.
Like new Pokemon to point to.
Yeah,
they do the thing with which I think is like kind of clever, especially if it's your first time watching. I do like the premise of let's make a detective episode because it's fun for the viewers to be like, I wonder if I can solve this before Rotom does.
Yeah, so at first I was thinking, okay, when I figured out that this was the premise, I was like, ooh, I love this. But then I got irritated quite quick because it was like, oh, I don't have as much information as Rotom does, and that's very apparent because Rotom was going around being like, oh, blah, 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 blah. I was frustrated because it was like, we're not on a level playing field here. We're not discovering things at the same time, at least in the beginning.
As much as I hate Scooby-Doo, I feel like it does lend itself to the viewer being able to be like, oh, I can follow along.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's either these three people because they're the three new characters you are focusing on.
Yeah. But, I mean, it got better as we went along. But at first, I was just irritated about how it didn't seem.
In retrospect, like, I figured as much that Rotom was going to call out somebody. And I was a little shocked that Rotom was wrong, but also I was like, like, he was wrong about the TV show. Why would he be right about this?
Yeah. So the whole ending sequence I thought was amazing because, well, there was the video that they got from the person at the TV station, whatever.
Yep.
And they kept going over that footage. But one, there was that moment with Ash and Kiawe at the sunset. And I was like, wow, this is quite romantic. Wow. But when they had the part when they realized that Ash had it in his pocket at some point, I was just like, oh my gosh.
That's a classic.
It was so great.
That was a very classic Ash move.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this is me. Like, the one time when I thought I lost something and I thought I threw it away and you were like, no, it's on the table next to the door. And I was sure that it wasn't. So I went outside and looked in the garbage that's outside. And it was super gross. It's not good because, like, they were like, I pulled out the trash bag and there were like nasty maggots and it was not great. And then I came back in being all disgusted. And you were just like, it's literally right here on the table. And I felt like a moron because I couldn't find it when I first looked. But I don't know, it kind of reminded me of that. How I didn't remember setting that there.
Mm.
And then it was just like, of course it was. That's where it was.
It's like how you always like lose your sleep mask every night, but you're just laying on it and I have to roll you over and be like, it's right here.
Yeah.
You didn't even look.
Yeah, well, except I do look.
I don't think you do.
I always look.
I don't think you do.
I always look, sir.
I don't think. The one thing about the episode that was cool, again, it's only cool like in retrospect. But Pikachu knew the entire time where the Z crystal was.
Yeah.
And there's like little subtle hints of Pikachu pointing to either the back of Rotom or like shaking Rotom's hair because the Z crystal was trapped inside Rotom's hair the entire time.
Rotom got at the end of this episode.
I always like the premise of detective stuff. I don't really care for Rotom. Pikachu is probably like the highlight here.
I loved this episode, honestly.
Really?
I really liked it. I liked the whole thing. I think probably because I identified with a lot of the elements just about trying to figure things out and then being excited about something that you like. I don't know. I thought that this whole episode was really charming. So I enjoyed it.
I just wish there was like three people that we could all guess.
I mean, in my notes, there was a point where I said, right around here is where I think that Kiawe has it. And then they were like, ooh, maybe Kiawe has it. And then Rotom was like, Kiawe has it. And I was like, I knew it. And then it was like, oh, no, wait.
Never
trust. Just wait. And then it's like, oh, of course.
Never trust Rotom.
It was good. I liked it anyway.
There's not really any trivia. Most of the trivia is always for the Japanese stuff. But there is one.
Okay.
The music that plays throughout the episode whenever Rotom makes a deduction is a remix of Looker's theme from the games.
That's interesting.
And Looker is, in case you didn't know, a lot of post-game stuff normally with Looker, but he is like the detective in the Pokemon world. Some people really like him. He's okay. I don't know. He's okay. He's fine.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a dude. He's part of the Ultra, like...
I'm a dude.
The part of the Ultra Beast stuff at the end of Sun and Moon.
She's a dude.
Think he's an Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, now that I think about it.
He's a dude. Yeah, I don't know. We're all dudes, hey.
Yeah. So, there you go. That was the episode. I hope you liked it. I don't even know how long we've been going for.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I know I've said that several times, but I really did enjoy the episode.
Well, there you go. Irene's thumbs up approval.
My seal of approval.
All right. Well, this will be it for... What was this episode called? Something sleuthing? Crystal Clear Sleuthing. Pokemon Johto confirmed.
Oh. What?
That's Crystal Johto. Oh. Get it? Jokes.
Boy, bye.
All right. Because Alola is both hello and goodbye. Alola.
Alola.